There's not a lot to master. There's a little light that says add water.
Yeah.
There's another light that says you got to take out the grounds.
Right.
I mean, it's a thing. You push one button and the thing turns on and you get coffee.
No, I just wondered with all the coffee she's drinking if she's ever made you a cup. You know, and I guess you're the coffee maker.
No.
I'm going.
Oh, that cell phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
That's a cloudy day. They don't work as well when it's cloudy.
Boy, I hope I didn't say anything to piss my mother-in-law off. If you're listening, I love you.
Of course you
do. Oh, brother.
She's gone.
Okay.
Now, this all started with a cat.
Yeah, I know.
Cats don't give, they take.
I got to give that cat away,
That's why they take baby's breath away.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hey, just wanted to let you know you got some serious huevos, man. Letting your wife know her cell phone sucks.
Pardon me, sir?
I just want to let you know it takes some huevos to tell your wife that her cell phone sucks.
Okay, so you are trying to intimidate that I'm whipped. I mean, you're
intimate.
Like, yeah, thank you, Mike. You are saying something that's so obvious. You know,
has your mother-in-law ever made you coffee and brought it to you in bed?
That's private.
Has she ever poured you a cup? You don't have to answer that, Tom.
That's private. I supply the cream.
Oh.
Black coffee.
Black coffee in bed.
Let's get back to you, sir.
No, the Huevos. I think you got Huevos telling your wife that her cell phone sucks.
I don't get that. I'll tell you, our show is en fuego.
So you're trying to be...
Mi amigo.
You're trying to be sarcastic?
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I think it takes some serious balls to say that.
So you've actually like criticized your wife's cell phone and gotten crap for it?
Absolutely.
Well, then you're worse off than me, dude.
Yeah. I recommend drinking heavily.
All right, well, then I'm sorry about that.
And get a cat.
Sorry about that.
So just a legitimate, hey, it's a compliment, Jesus Christ.
So defensive. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah, speaking of senior citizens, do you see Phil Spector's hair?
Oh, my God.
Listen, everybody, website today. If you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, there's really nothing to say about Phil Spector. I mean, who cares if he killed that chick or not in Los Angeles, but look at it. Look at his hair. Here's all I got to say.
I'll tell you, the first thing I saw, as bad as it looked, I said, well, it looks real.
Yeah,
it looks like it really is his hair.
Gotta be. No, but here's what you got to say to Phil Spector. Dude, cornrow that thing. Because he looks like, it's like Ben Wallace. I mean, he's got, it's like Jeff Lynn from ELO.
I think he's bald, though.
Bob Dylan, actually. You do think you think that's a wig?
That looks like real hair.
Well, it does look real, but that's what he shoots
for. Why would they sell a wig that thin? I mean, he does like, it's sort of bald in.
Darn, maybe, thank you, my friend. He's grown it way out, because that's a lot of hair.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Phil Spector's picture is up at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And that guy mentioned Dylan, and I wanted to say one thing I saw on 60 Minutes. One of those, or 60 Minutes, who they did the thing with Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Because he's whoring out his new record.
Yeah.
Exactly when did Bruce Springsteen turn into Bob Dylan?
Oh, he's been Bob Dylan for a long time.
But he's been in and out of it. I mean, like,
Nebraska.
He's had the Nebraska album, but now they showed some snippets of this tour that he's on.
Yeah.
Where he's doing, like, even the old songs.
Yeah.
He's doing I'm on Fire, which is kind of an acoustic thing, but still it's got that, you got a burning fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more like, you got a burning fire.
Oh, you mean his actual singing style?
Yes.
Wow.
That he is sounding more like Bob Dylan, and we got to get a copy of his new record.
Right.
Because it's not just this stuff that I saw on the special, it's on his record.
Might be the aging process, you know? I mean, that's what kind of happens. Yeah. John Norman has come in here with a thought.
Hi, Johnny. I think the one, the concert you're referring to is probably that, was it the Storytellers they did on VH1?
Yeah.
It was bad. I noticed it there, too. He was just, I mean, everything came out all garbled.
Woo-hoo-hoo, I'm on fire. And you know what kills any performance for me?
What?
Even if it's someone as great like as Bob Dylan was, I guess, at one time, or Huey Lewis, or even Stevie Wonder, when I see them coming out with that thing that looks like... The thing that I had to wear,
the retainer,
for braces. You know that,
that
big gigantic thing. When they come out with that, that tells me this is going to suck.
Because one man band,
right?
That's really what Dylan. That was Dylan's whole thing.
And you know the type of retainer I'm talking about, the one that the nerds used to have in school. Yep. I mean, the real nerds that would have the black kind of mesh on the back, and then almost like a football face mask in front.
Yeah, to stabilize the choppers.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw Bruce Springsteen with that thing. I was like, oh, forget it. Yeah.
So you think he's turning into Dylan?
Forget it. Yeah. You're going to sing like Bob Dylan. You're going to play the goddamn harmonica. How about Born in the USA? How about Born to Run?
Well, she's born in the USA. Born in the USA.
I'm telling you. I think. Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Earlier, Beth Ann said that our daughter was 19.
Yeah.
I was wondering, how old is she?
Beth Ann is 29.
Laugh if you will.
What's so funny?
The doctors didn't laugh when she was born.
I don't get the joke.
No.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. She got knocked up at 9. She had the baby at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie. And Phil Spector is not bald.
Phil Spector is not bald.
No, I know him, and he's not bald.
You know him.
How do you know him?
He lives near me.
He lives near you?
Yeah.
Is this sexy Anne-Marie?
No.
Remember Sexy Anne Marie?
From SexyAnneMarie.com. Yeah, right.
Right.
No, this is a child, I believe.
Whatever.
No, hold, this is not a girl. I mean, this is not a little girl. How old are you, honey?
I'm 14.
Oh.
How do you know Phil Spector?
I don't know. I just do.
Met him at a bar.
He buzzed. Way to go. I thought we were talking like to a grown-up. I didn't realize. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And about the shopping thing before?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's it called? I just bought 14 dresses, and I only wore dresses. And my parents gave me a credit card because I got good grades.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I wasn't. And everybody should always wear dresses.
Okay, and honey, you should keep your legs crossed for the next 4 years.
Amen. How about longer than that?
Okay, thank you. Be a good girl now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. I'm glad Mr. Burbank was able to identify you were a minor right away.
Oh,
thank you for that, Buzz. That's a handy talent.
It's what I'm here for.
And do stay away from Mr. Spector.
Yeah, Mr. Spector's a bad man.
I think he's at least balding.
That's a crazy kid. I bet that kid wears a lot of black. If she's 14 and she's into Phil Spector, she's got to be gothed all the way.
If she's goth, she's doing it with goth dresses exclusively. Mm-hmm.
I love Pat Goth.
Okay, shut up, you
super.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
New card. What do you think?
Whoa, very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Sicilian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing. Look at this.
That is really nice.
Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
The Don and Mike Show.
Young man, single and free.
Are you part of this BA?
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A., there's pieces me scattered from here to Pittsburgh on these football fields.
Isn't that giving something back to the game?
Right, B.A.
If B.A. finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
Amen.
They go together like porno books and diced cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Put in the want ads for B.A.
Yeah, I've always given you 100%.
Yeah, that dress. B.A. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, hey, and hey. Did they mention the fact that Ernest Bass died?
Remember? Okay. Friend. Wow. Friend indeed.
He gone?
Yeah, he hung up.
Oh, too bad.
It was us, and yes, we done knowed.
Mm-hmm.
We done knowed that.
We done knowed it yesterday.
But thanks for the holla. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for hollering at us.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
John,
turn down your radio, please.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
Robin Amber, America's most hated reality couple, are getting married tonight.
Yeah, and I was debating whether Beth Ann should tape that or not for us, and I think so because thank you for the call.
It's not really.
Wait.
There's more.
She's got her garter belt's supposed to be a ball gag.
See, the thing is, this guy's on a phone. If I turn our microphone, we're going to get this sound on this guy's phone.
Right.
That's why I had to say thank you for the call.
Right. Ball gag.
Ball gag.
It's not really up against anything tonight. No. I mean, it's after American Idol.
I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, you're right, House. Right? But originally, though, the thought was that CBS was going to throw it on tomorrow night against the finale of American Idol. Because it's on tonight, it's only on against, like, that Donald Trump bad movie.
And now the Contender's on tonight also.
Yeah, but nobody watches the Contender.
Even though it's the finale, though, and it is a live boxing match, I was looking
at
that.
Not a chance. Right. I bet I end up logging some time with that Robin Amber.
I saw it because it's right after American Idol.
And everybody hates him so much, it would be good to get that tape and goof on it tomorrow.
Now, why wouldn't CBS, or Fox, I should say, why would they not have counter-programmed and put American Idol on at 9 o'clock?
It's regular Tuesday night time. It's 8 o'clock.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
That's the regular time. The results show is on at 9.
Well, you know, it looks like a good move by CBS, believe it or not.
It's up against Brittany and Kevin Chaotic.
I don't know. We'll
if
see.
If you're on UPN.
Oh, we got to tape that one, too. Oh, and American Idol. I was telling Robbie today that I heard something. I don't like knowing, like on tonight's episode, what they're going to sing. But being as I know, I'll tell you.
All right.
Bo Bice's song that he has selected. Here's the deal. This is what is bad.
Are they both singing two?
They sing three.
Three.
They sing one that they get to select, one that will be the A side for the single, no matter who wins, and one that would be the B side, meaning he'll have a different B side than she will.
Okay.
So they'll both be singing two songs we've never heard before. The one that he's going to sing, that's his choice, is Vehicle by Ides of March, which he's done before. And she's going to bring out some Martina McBride song. That I've never heard of before, but I guess she sang before.
Okay.
So that's what you're going to see tonight. Three songs from each
of them. There's still the chance of an upset. You never know. I mean, but I would think that Bo would have to really stumble for that to happen.
Yeah, Bob Ice is the big winner.
They're talking about his, you know, he's got the charisma and she's got the voice. I'm not sure that's true. I think Bob Ice has a pretty decent voice.
Yesterday I mentioned, I really think he's got a voice like David Clayton Thomas.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. You're very unique.
Or one of the many singers for the supergroup Chicago. I mean, he's got that type of voice. You put that arrangement behind him.
Early Chicago.
Yeah, right.
Not the Peter Cetera Chicago.
Not at the very end of Peter Cetera.
Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Well, that was when Chicago was still good when that song came out.
That's when they were making the transition, though, to all Peter Cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You play it all the time. You play the early incarnation of Chicago that is just so...
But then they came out of that a little bit and tried to go back to what they used to do.
Right.
I've been to see them a bunch of times. They don't play at... Chicago doesn't play like at... what's that piece of crap Hart's at?
Humphreys. They'd never show up at Humphreys.
Now, Chicago, I take it back. Chicago, I think, like the biggest venue. I saw them at Wolf Trap last summer.
Yeah, in Hershey Park. They go up to Hershey Park. No, but Aerosmith plays Hershey Park.
Touche on Hershey Park.
Big venue.
Like every other year, Chicago...
King's Dominion. Chicago has played King's Dominion also.
Ouch.
Yeah, that hurts.
Now, you know what?